coming up in this half hour, what it's like to be a lifeguard in this city, responsible for so many young people in such a small and watery area. On commentary, the real cost of playground safety, a mother's personal reason for taking danger seriously. It's all part of the eye-opener this half hour for Thursday, September the 10th. 16 minutes after 8 o'clock, and as you've heard on the news, a 17-year-old boy died in hospital yesterday after a weekend accident at a wave pool. Chi Young Lee was found unconscious under the water after going down a water slide at the Village Square Leisure Center. 5 lifeguards were on duty at the time. His family, however, wants better safety measures in place. Officials at the center say an internal review is underway, but they're confident they had more than enough staff at the center. I'm joined by 2 lifeguards this morning to get their perspective on what they do. Jeremy Hexam is entering his 3rd year as a lifeguard. Rebecca Jeremko has 5 years of lifeguarding experience under her belt, including working at 3 wave pools in the city. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Jeff.
What's it like? Well, let's start with just a regular swimming pool. You know, no waves, no fancy stuff, just a regular swimming pool. Rebecca, what's it like to work in that kind of environment?
Well, it's been a fun job. I've really enjoyed working in that environment. And I just think of a phrase a friend of mine said the other day, a glorified babysitter in an aquatic environment. And, well, a lot of the kids come in unsupervised. It currently costs about $2 for someone between, well, exactly $2 for someone between 7 and 18 to come swimming at any of the City of Calgary flatwater pools. And parents will send their kids all day, 8 hours of babysitting for $2. I mean, you do the math. That's fabulous. So there's a lot of public relations, a lot of safety. We try to be proactive, and a lot of raising community awareness of safety concerns in the pool. And there's a lot of sun in an outdoor pool, which is what I've been working with all summer. But it's an enjoyable job, and it's a hard job, and it's a job that's really demanding on your alertness and awareness.
Jeremy, what's your experience been like?
Oh, I mean, I have to agree with Rebecca. It's a fun job, but it's not Baywatch. I mean, you look at the media, you look at TV shows like the TV show Baywatch, and you get one image, and that's not what lifeguarding is. It is a great responsibility. We're having to watch a lot of people, little kids to adults, making sure they don't run on deck, chew gum, dive into the shallow end, fight in the pools. I mean, we're responsible for those people in our aquatic environment. And at times it can be scary.
Have either of you ever had to go in after somebody who was down at the bottom of the pool? Rebecca, you're not in the house?
Sure, yeah. I've been lucky, and I've had successful rescues, and I've never had to go in after anybody who's actually unconscious at the bottom of the pool. I've only had drowning non-swimmers and stuff like that. And I've only ever had to pull out kids, which is nice, too, because it's really difficult to try and pull out an adult. I also competed in provincials at a lifeguarding competition last year, and there's a huge difference between doing it for fun, doing it for practice, and doing it for real. There's a whole completely other emotional element involved, and it's really scary, and it's really frightening for the families of the people involved, and frightening for the lifeguards.
Mm. Has that happened to you yet, Jeremy?
No, I've been very fortunate that in the places I've worked, I've not had to pull anybody out. But I mean, if you do have to pull, that's something as a lifeguard you're always having to watch. I know there's been instances when I've seen adults and kids, you know, lying on the in the pool, and you look and you think, are they okay or are they just fooling around? And I grab your flutterboard and you're sitting on the edge of the pool. Just if they don't get up in 2 seconds, I'm in. And then the head comes up and they start kicking in. Oh, and you have that sense of real relief that nothing as serious has happened.
How does it complicate things then when you add the wave pool environment? Because the pools I went to as kids were just, like you said, basic flatwater pools, dive tank at one end. But now they've got the waves and the water slides and everything else. Jeremy, what does that add to the whole experience?
I have never actually worked a proper shift at the wave pool, either of them in Calgary. I have done a shadow guard at one pool, and I did get trained at the one of the wave pools to be a lifeguard. And I thought, just from what I saw, it was a very scary experience, and I did not feel confident guarding there because I did not feel I had the experience or the knowledge really to work at that pool, because it is you have a lot more people. A flat water pool, it's like a rectangle. You have your four sides up and down. You can look around. You can look up and down. It's easy to get in. The wave pools are a lot bigger. They're more than one direction. There's a whole span of area from shallow to deep. And then when you get the waves coming in too, I mean, heads can go under and you might not catch it right away. And it's an interesting, it really adds a whole new dimension to lifeguarding completely.
But I'm intrigued by your decision. I mean, usually when you do something, perhaps, you know, you get overconfident in your skills. I it shows to me a certain maturity that you would stand back and say, no, I'm not ready to do this yet.
I mean, that's the thing, that we have the ability as lifeguards, if we don't feel confident in a situation, we can, certain pools like that, we can say whether we want to guard or not. But if you're already on deck and a group of people come into the pool, you can always get your another guard to come out, even if it is below standards. Let's say 60 or 70 people in the water, and you think there's a lot of little kids running around, you can get one of the extra guards to come out and say, look, I don't feel confident with the amount of people that are in the water right now. Can you back me up here?
That's your call. Rebecca, have you guarded at the wave pools?
I certainly have, yeah. I've guarded at three. And one thing I'd like to say about the wave pools is it's a much more of a team environment. You're much more often on deck with other lifeguards, and I've worked with really great people at all of the facilities I worked at. And that was, a really fabulous experience. It is a lot more challenging because in a flatwater pool, a child can choose to be in the shallow end or the deep end. When the waves turn on, their choices are sort of limited by the pull of the water, and then they get pulled into the deeper water quite easily. And I remember one time I was working at one particular leisure center. One afternoon, within half an hour, we had to shut off the waves three times and pull three kids out of the water, and that's not exceptional. That kind of thing happens all the time. It wouldn't be uncommon for a lifeguard at a wave pool to have 17 pullouts in a summer, so that would be 17 kids that they had to take out of the deep end. So I don't think that wave pools are inherently unsafe. I mean, people swim in the ocean all the time. I think, though, that it's very important to have adequate supervision, and at a wave pool, because of lots of different danger areas in the environment, which are, you know, designed for the fun of participants, like water slides and hot tubs and lots of different curvatures and things like that to the pool, it's extremely important that we have parental supervision as well as lifeguard supervision, because of the volume of people in there and because of the nature of the facility, the lifeguard has to take a slightly different role and not be focused so much on public relations. And they have to sit up in the chairs more, and they have to sit up in the towers, and they have to be able to watch all the things at wave pool. Sometimes you have to be watching screens, and you have to be watching through sort of telescopes and stuff like that, because there's so many things you've got to be watching.
Wow. Wow. Jeremy, I can understand why you sort of looked at it and went, but I get the impression from both of you, essentially, if there's a message you want to deliver to people, is don't drop your kids off. This is not a babysitting facility. This is something where you should be too.
Definitely.
They're allowed to drop the kids off.
Yeah.
They're allowed to do that when they're over seven, and I don't have an objection to that necessarily. I think what's important is that parents realize that being dropped off at a wave pool or at any other swimming facility, the ratio that the lifeguard is to the kids or to anyone is 1 to 72. Now, you wouldn't send your child to a day camp that was ratio of 1 to 72 unless you were very confident in your child's abilities. And I think it's great if parents want to send their kids to a pool and don't come with them if they're, you know, seven or over, as long as they feel that child will be safe in the water. And I think it's important that parents take the responsibility for putting the kids into swimming lessons and for making sure that they educate their children about water safety.
Yeah, the thing I'd say there is too, yes, if a kid can really swim, that's great. But a lot of time you have parents who just drop off the kids. And I mean, sometimes it's under the age of seven, sometimes it's over. And these kids are not great swimmers. They're okay swimmers. They're in the water. Maybe they're with a friend. Maybe they're not. And they'll say, okay, I'm getting bored. Let me go into the deep end now. Or they go down. They start holding onto the gutter and want to explore more and more. That's where they get into the trouble. Again, if parents want to leave their kids, that's great. But one thing we as lifeguards really like to promote is the buddy system. If you're going swimming without a parent, even if there's a parent there, have a buddy or somebody, a friend there that you can back, keep an eye on, so that you know that if something happens, you got a friend who can help you out.
Well, thank you both for this. I do appreciate your time this morning.
The one thing I just would like to say, if I could finish off, Jeff, is something that I think both Rebecca and I can agree on, is to all parents, to everybody, take swimming lessons. If you know how to swim, you won't have as many problems. And parents and adults, I mean, there's great programs going out with all the pools in the city where you can get your kids to learn to swim.
And I'd like to add one thing as well. My heart really goes out to all the lifeguards that were working at Village Square Leisure Center and to the family of the young man who was now deceased.
Yeah, it must be tough on the lifeguards.
So I'd just like to, you know, send my best wishes out to all of them.
Good to talk to both of you. Thanks.
Thank you.
Jeremy Hexham and Rebecca Durant, the two lifeguards right here in town.